From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Afghanistan's runoff presidential election scheduled for November 7th has been canceled. Incumbent President Hamid Karzai has been declared the winner. His opponent, Abdullah Abdullah, pulled out of the runoff over the weekend, saying that oversight plans were not adequate to ensure a fair contest. The runoff was scheduled after Afghanistan's August election was determined to be marred by serious vote fraud. The UN says it is suspending its long-term development work in northwest Pakistan due to security concerns. The announcement comes as a suicide bomber struck the garrison city of Rawalpindi outside the Pakistani capital today, killing at least 31 people and injuring 45 others. NPR's Julie McCarthy was on the scene and has this report.
The deadly assault heard across the sprawling city of Rawalpindi appears to be the latest in a growing succession of militant attacks in retaliation for the army's offensive in South Waziristan. That operation to shut down the Taliban's stronghold there entered its third week, with every indication that militants intend to strike back at civilian and military targets. Today, it was both. Eyewitnesses say military personnel and civilians were standing in line to cash salary checks at a state-run bank when a huge explosion tore through the area. The attack left bodies in pools of blood outside the bank entrance and occurred in an area that houses the army headquarters, hotels, and commercial markets. This latest blast came as the government of Pakistan announced a reward of $5 million for information leading to the capture, dead or alive, of Pakistani Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will meet with Arab foreign ministers in Marrakesh today. Clinton was in the Moroccan city to attend a regional conference of Middle Eastern and North African nations, as well as heavily industrialized countries. NPR's Jackie Northam has more from Marrakesh.
Clinton's meetings with Arab foreign ministers will focus on efforts to get Palestinians and Israelis to revive stalled peace negotiations, but there may be some uncomfortable moments. The meetings with Arab officials come just 2 days after Clinton praised Israel's offer to limit but not halt the building of Jewish settlements. The Palestinians want a full freeze on construction before they agree to head back to the negotiating table. Among those Clinton is to meet is Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal. He has rejected calls by the U.S. to improve ties between Israel and Arab nations as a way to resuscitate the peace talks. But Palestinian and Israeli peace deals are not the only topic today at the regional conference here in Marrakesh. Iran is also expected to be a focus of discussion amongst the foreign ministers. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Marrakesh.
Stocks have been trading lower around the world today. Japan's Nikkei average closed down more than 2%. This is NPR News. An active search has been suspended for survivors of a mid-air collision on Thursday evening between two military aircraft off the California coast. The Coast Guard plane and a Marine helicopter collided and fell into the ocean. A spokesman for the Coast Guard says the investigation into the cause of the crash has now started. Police in Virginia say they are holding a man suspected of shooting and killing four people last night in the North Carolina town of Mount Airy, which was made famous by the Andy Griffith television show. The man is believed to have shot four others outside a television store in Mount Airy near the Virginia state line. The Philadelphia Phillies have lost their third straight game in baseball's World Series, allowing the New York Yankees to take a 3-1 lead. The Yankees are one win away from their 27th World Series title. David Nogueras has more on the story from Philadelphia.
The Yankees took a 2-run lead twice, and twice the Phillies tied it up. The last run for the Phillies came at the bottom of the eighth inning. Yankees reliever Jabba Chamberlain got two quick outs and then began to work on Phillies third baseman Pedro Feliz. But with a full count, Feliz hit a home run to left field, tying the game at four and sending the crowd into a tizzy. Then in the ninth, Phillies closer Brad Lidge managed to retire the first two Yankee batters. Lidge then allowed a hit, hit a batter, and finally gave up a double to third baseman Alex Rodriguez, who drove in what would be the winning run. Final score, Yankees 7, Phillies 4. A.J. Burnett will take the mound for the Yankees tonight and will try to help deliver their first World Series title since 2000. For NPR News, I'm David Nogueras in Philadelphia.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.